We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, live from One Bills Drive. Our next guest played 15 seasons in the NFL, made the Pro Bowl five times. Three of those 15 years right here in Buffalo for the Bills. First round pick of the Dolphins in 92. He played with Miami, the Eagles, the Redskins, and Buffalo. And he is currently the Senior Vice President of NFL Player Engagement. Troy Vincent joins us on the line right now. Troy, good to talk to you. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what is player engagement, and what kind of work do you guys do?
Well, inside we say PE and player engagement. We would like to say we're the educational and the resource arm of the National Football League, of that of our current, former, and future players and their families.
Is it a new initiative by the league, Troy, or is that sort of initiative been around for several years?
It's been around. It's been around since the early 90s. Originally, we were player development, and player development is where it was the off the field. It was a development of the player off the field, from continuing education, entrepreneurship, things that the players and their families, your resume writing, communication skills. It was the arm of the National Football League. Every club has one. Paul Lancaster has been in place for many years.
Yeah.
Has done a fine job there. So it's been around since the early 90s.
You know, I would imagine, Troy, that there are people out there who think, well, these football players, these NFL players are instant millionaires. They don't have to work a day in their life when their career ends. Is that accurate?
Oh, that's the farthest thing from the truth. You will work. It doesn't matter what your income level was. You're 26, 27, 20, 28 years of age when your playing experience is over, with another 50, 60 years, you know, of life ahead of you. And you just want to do good from the things that you've learned, the relationships that you've established while you're playing in the National Football League, to carry that as a springboard for the rest of your life.
There is an instant recognition factor when it comes to playing in the National Football League that I'm sure your player engagement group kind of teaches these players when their career ends to use that to get into their next career, huh?
Yes, sir. And then we talk about that all the time, John. We talk about relationship management. That's one of the things that we will emphasize, you know, here at our rookie symposium that kicks off in 48 hours. Your ability to network and your ability to maintain relationships, whether it's the coaches, the media, your teammates, your family, your friends, the institution you just left from at the college, the collegiate level. It's so critical that you manage that properly, because oftentimes if it's mismanaged, it tells you what your future can look like.
You know, I was thinking about that today. Brian Scott, who plays here for the Bills, linebacker, who just wrapped up broadcast boot camp the other day, and I noticed today Brian Scott was tweeting out pictures of himself on a visit to ESPN up in Bristol, Connecticut. He leaves broadcast boot camp one day, he's at ESPN the next day. He didn't waste any time trying to network and get his name out there, did he?
And that's what it's all about. You know, Brian makes us proud. Many of our athletes want to be just like Brian. Brian is an example of what you can be when you engage. We always talk about, John, the shared responsibility of being a professional. But we can only do that when the players engage themselves. Brian's a perfect example of utilizing the resources at the club level, the league level, the union level, utilizing the resources that are available to you while you're here that may carry you for the rest of your life.
You know, there's a lot written and said about the broadcast boot camp, but I know even this year we've talked to people who run the music, the business of music boot camp, and talked with former Bills linebacker Angelo Crowell about the franchising aspect. There's a lot of programs available for current and former players, right?
Yes, it's endless. And frankly, our engagement department has evolved as the National Football League has. And again, we're not saying that players should go into the music business of being a singer or a rapper, or in the film's business to be an actor. This is to learn the business of music, the business of broadcasting, the business of films, the business of journalism. So we just want to give them options. Our programs are generated by the players, by player interest. That's how we look at what's next. Consumer products. We're looking at a consumer products boot camp. We did a franchising boot camp. Many of our players are in the franchising business. So We want to give them options, whatever they can think about, whatever they imagine. We like to meet them right where their mind is.
One of the current Bills, backup offensive lineman Thomas Welch, you and I were talking a moment ago, wrapped up a pretty successful internship. He was at the Wharton School of Business, and then he spent some time at Merrill Lynch. It appears that Thomas Welch knows exactly what he wants to do with his post-football career.
Well, Thomas, he is the actual perfect example of continuing what he left off at the collegiate level. Thomas knows what he wants to be, what he wants to do, and what he wants to be post his playing experience. Now, I don't want to confuse fans by Thomas is focused on football. He wants to be the best Bill he can be, but at the same time, it's so important that our athletes think about life after the game, because when we depart, it's so abrupt. It's not on our own terms. But when you sow seeds the way Thomas has done, the way Brian has done, it makes that transition a little bit smoother.
We're on the line with Troy Vincent, the former Bills safety. He is the Senior Vice President of NFL Player Engagement. You heard about what that group does as far as current and former players and even incoming players. Troy's on his way to the Rookie Symposium in suburban Cleveland, Ohio. Who's invited to the Rookie Symposium as far as rookies? How many are there, Troy?
So let's see, approximately 280. So all drafted rookies are invited. We'll be here present in Aurora, Ohio over the next week. So we've divided it into NFC, AFC. So each of the drafted rookies will participate. And here, it's just an introduction. It's an introduction to the National Football League. What we've done is we've really narrowed down the scope of education. We want to concentrate in really like four areas: wellness, professionalism. We want to focus in on the history of the game, and it's so important that they understand, and then the most important, what you are about to experience as a professional athlete. Now that you're removed from the college, you're no longer on scholarship. What does it mean to be a professional? Let's talk about Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Bruce Smith and Andre Reed. These are men that have wore the uniforms that you have worn, of great character, of winning tradition. We want to introduce that and give these young men an opportunity to win, assist them in navigating through the system. So the 3 days that they're there, we have a peer-to-peer model. Our former players are teaching the sessions, sharing their experiences, and really giving the young men some nuggets that they can go back home and sustain themselves as National Football League players.
What goes? You talk about total wellness for the players. What is that all about, Troy? Is that, you know, you have trainers there? You're talking about physical well-being?
When we talk about wellness, we just talk about being, you know, the total athlete. And what's the total athlete? Mental health. Being mentally prepared. Socially prepared for what you are about to embark on. And, you know, we've had over the last year, we saw five suicides that really just it hit our league and hit it hard. And we want to be part of the national conversation around mental health and what that means. And it's not a weakness. It's a sign of strength. When you reach out, the support is there. So we want to talk about that. We want to hit that head on and let the guys know, hey, if you're depressed, if you have anxiety, there's someone here. Support is here for you. Please engage. And that someone is here to assist you along the way at the club level, league level, union level.
Troy, is player conduct addressed, and does somebody spell out the rules? This is what you can do?
Absolutely, absolutely. We talk about policy. We'll cover policy. And that's all part of professionalism. You're now an employee, a professional athlete. There's policies in place for all of us, not just you as players. We'll talk about the do's and don'ts. We'll talk about family safety, gun safety. We'll talk about discrimination, non-discrimination, and what that actually means, what you can, what you should, what you can't say, and why. And have a healthy discussion around it. So from gender, from age, from race, and what's appropriate and what's not appropriate.
Troy, I found it interesting that Pac-Man Jones from the Bengals is going to be there. Who, you know, he's had a couple of occasions where he's run afoul of NFL rules and actually the laws themselves. What will he talk to the players about, the rookies?
Well, Adam was a, I would say, a big hit last year. You know, Adam did a phenomenal job of coming in and being totally open, honest, and transparent a year ago. And the rookies really responded to Adam. You know, Adam has a story to tell. And, you know, there's been talk of why would you invite a guy like that back in who just got in trouble? Well, we're not giving up on Adam. You know, we believe in Adam. Adam is going through transition. Adam has struggled in this particular area of his life for many years. But Adam has a story to tell. And right now, we at the National Football League, we're one of the few people that are supporting him. We're part of his support circle. But Adam has a story to tell, as many as the other. Maurice Claret has a story to tell, because we want to make sure that we have a balance of the good and also the bad.
Troy, the Rookie Symposium, I believe this is the 16th year. You haven't been doing it that long, obviously, but how do you measure success when you talk about the five suicides and players getting in trouble with the law and players who just, quite frankly, struggle to make the transition? How can you measure success, whether the symposium is doing any good?
You measure several different ways. One, when the individual is back on the plane, when he gets back to his hometown, can he tell you what he learned? Can he tell you what was talked about? Does he understand health and safety? Does he have an understanding of what the standards are of a professional athlete? Two, are the men utilizing the services that are available to them? You can see them. Are they accessing the services that are available to them? So that's how we kind of measure success. And I, you know, the obvious is, we don't just look for how many of the young men are making poor decisions. That speaks for itself. But how many are utilizing the service? How many are actually going back to school? Will have a majority or less than a semester away from school over the next year? How many have completed their education?
Troy, when you came into the league 21 years ago, was it pretty much sink or swim for the rookies?
It wasn't that, because you had tremendous veteran support. You know, I came into a locker room that had the greats and the likes of Dan Marino, John Offerdahl, Jeff Cross, Keith Sims. These guys were great professionals. And at the time, where in the early, in the mid-90s, your teams were that roster was made up of your veterans, and your veterans controlled the locker room. Very little coaching on policy or what you do or what you can't do. The veterans took that charge. Coach Levy didn't spend a bunch of time talking about you can't do this. He let his veterans lead. We didn't have a rookie symposium when I came in, but the veterans really did a nice job of introducing us and showing us this is how you become a professional. This is how you sustain yourself here in the National Football League.
Well, it's obviously good work, Troy. We thank you very much for coming on the show tonight to talk with us about it. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.